Sell or be sold. How to get your way in business and in life. Author, Grant Cardone. Selling impacts every person on this planet. Your ability or inability to sell, persuade, negotiate, and convince others will affect every area of your life and will determine how well you survive. No matter what your title or position is in life, or what your role is in a company or on a team, you will at some point have to convince others of something. The most important sale, selling yourself. Only to the degree you are sold, you can sell. This is a critical and unavoidable fact that cannot be missed if you're to become great at what you do. This fact also happens to be one of the most important tools you'll ever have as a salesperson, and it can be used to monitor your career. A sale is made when your conviction and belief about something are stronger than another's, at which point they give up some of their conviction. That's the moment when the sale becomes possible. The real issue becomes who is more sold on what he believes to be true. Who is the most believable and the most convincing? It will be the one who is most sold. The price myth. Getting the sale isn't about money. It's ultimately about having the buyer's confidence that the product is the right one. If there is a price difference, the customer wants assurance that your product has advantages in excess of the cost difference. If the buyer is head over heels in love with the product and can't live without it, and if the buyer has full confidence that the product will solve his problems and get him a real solution, he'll buy it at almost any price. Move up, don't move down. Most salespeople make the mistake of offering something for a lower price when faced with price objections. When you move the customer down in price or offer him something cheaper, he's less likely to want that next product if he didn't want the first one. This will cause the buyer to think that you have no solution and that he's just wasting his time. By moving him up rather than down in inventory, you'll get him thinking in terms of value, and you'll find out whether his objection is valid or not. You are in the people business. Manufacturers are constantly pushing product awareness and product knowledge because they believe this is the weakness of their sales force. They think if the salespeople just understood how the product worked and the benefits of it, they'd sell more. While it's true that salespeople must have a great understanding of their products, one must not forget that it's people who buy those products. That's why it's vital that salespeople know about people first and products second. Always agree with the customer. Always, always, always agree with the customer. If you want agreement, you've got to be agreeable with your customers. You can never expect someone to agree with you if you're disagreeing with him. People are attracted to products, ideas, and people that represent the things with which they're in agreement. This is a fact of the universe. How to handle the buyer's distrust. The rule for handling a buyer's distrust is to always use and show written material to support your presentation and proposal. When you're documenting facts for your customer, it's preferable to use third-party materials that support what you're saying. Remember, people believe what they see, not what they hear. Always write down what you've said, offered, proposed, promised, implied, and suggested. Anytime you're going for the close, insist on putting it in writing. You can never go for a close without a pen and a contract. Selling is giving. Selling is the act of giving, not getting, serving, not selling. Unfortunately, most people in sales are looking for their commission and what they're going to get out of the deal rather than what they're going to give, what their product really offers, and how the client will benefit. But in selling, the only way to receive is to give first. The hard sell. The salesperson must be willing to stay in the deal and persist through to close because he believes deep down inside that the product or service is right for the buyer. The salesperson must be willing to persist even when it gets hard, difficult, or uncomfortable. Massive action. When it comes to taking action, never think in terms of balance. Always think in terms of massive amounts of action. Whatever you think you need to do to get the job done, increase the amount far more than you think is necessary, and you'll get results beyond your wildest expectations. How to build your power base. Your power base includes, but is not limited to, friends, family members, associates at past jobs, past employers, current and former clients, members of clubs, neighbours, members of organisations you belong to, and, believe it or not, even people who didn't like you in high school. What you need to do to build your power base is make a list of those people and then make contact. Let them know what you're up to and find out when you can meet with them to catch up. Work on restoring your power base and selling will come naturally. If you've come up with a list of 10 people, automatically consider that number to be 100. Each of the people you know will have at least 10 in their own power base who can benefit from what you're selling or the service you're offering. A great attitude is worth more than a great product. A positive attitude is 1,000 times more important than the product itself. It's easy for a buyer to say no to a product or a company, but it's extremely difficult to say no to a positive experience with another human being. People will spend money on things that make them feel good before they'll spend money on things they need. This explains the poverty and debt levels we see today. The perfect sales process. Organisations are always looking for new salespeople, but what they should look at first is a new, shorter, more customer-friendly, information-focused, 21st century sales process. Sales processes should be built to satisfy the following in this order. 1. Customer. 2. Salesperson. 3. And last, management. Here are the most important 5 steps that you must encounter in every sales situation, whether it be in person, on the phone, or over the internet. Greet the buyer. Determine wants and needs. Select product and present or build value. Make a proposal. Close the transaction. Success in selling. In order to demand consistent sales success, you have to decide what you're ultimately responsible for. Make it your duty, obligation, and responsibility to make the sale. Take massive amounts of action, followed by more and more action until the sale is made. Accept no excuses, reasons, or logic, and figure out how to make it work. Prepare yourself daily to handle all obstacles, stalls, reasons, and barriers you will encounter with a client. Selling for survival. Selling is used every day by every person on this planet. No one is excluded. Selling is not just a job or a career. Selling is essential to the survival and well-being of every living individual. Your ability to do well in life depends on your ability to sell others on the things in which you believe. You need to know how to negotiate and how to get agreement from others. The ability to get others to like you, work with you, and want to please you determines how well you survive. Selling is not just a job, it's a way of life.